Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.
At yan po ang kaibigang kalikasan mula kay Basil Valdez. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga giliw naming mga tagapakinig ng Samot Sari. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon po. Ngayon po ay ikalabing... Labing ilan na nga?
16.
Labing anim na araw ng Setyembre. At ngayon po ipinagdiwang ng mga Bicolanos at ng mga kapwa Pilipino dito sa Auckland ang Our Lady of Peñafrancia Fiesta, at ginanap po yan kanina doon sa Our Lady of Assumption Church sa Galway Street sa Onehanga. Marami po siyempreng mga deboto at maganda din naman ang panahon, so masaya po kaming lahat. Marami rin pagkain, may mga inumin, may mga papremyo, may mga kantahan, may mga sayawan. Kaya, yun po ang update sa kasayahang Pinoy ngayong araw. Marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyo, kaya't samahan niyo po kami. Ang kasama ko po ngayong hapon, nandito na si Ate Jo at si Manang Trini, darating mamaya. At ang amin pong pinaka-espesyal na panauhin ngayong hapon, nandito na po at talagang mukhang espesyal na espesyal. Ate Jo, kumusta?
Mabuti naman, Tita Verge. Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw namin taga-subaybay ng Samot Sari. Namiss ko po kayo ng dalawang linggo. Gawa ng ako'y medyo sinipo ng baby. Kaya medyo matindi ang dumapo sa akin. So, ngayon po naman ay bumabawi na yung aking kalusugan. So, nandito po ako at makakapiling ninyo. Sana po isamahan nyo kami sa isang oras na naman natin pagninigsize sa himpapawid. Siyempre, darating yung isa pang maganda, si Manay Trini. At marami yung inihanda para sa atin, ano, Tita Verge? So, yeah. Mamaya kukwento mo sa amin, Tita Verge, kung ano yung kaganapan sa sa ano yun, Virgen
Peñafrancia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ayan. At syempre pa po, ang programang ito'y palaging hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited, Wheels on West, at iba pang mga sponsors. Ayan. Sabihin ko po muna sa inyo yung mga sasarap na pagkain kinain ko, at pasensya na kayo. wala akong dala para sa inyo. Pero nang kinakain ko po yun ay naalala ko kayo. Ayan. Siyempre pa po, pag Bicolano Fiesta, laging may laing. Yan po yun yung dahon ng gabi na may gata at may kung ano-anong mga isinasama. Ang talagang nagustuhan ko ngayon ay yung labong, yung bamboo shoots na may gata, at ewan ko pa anong inilahok nila, talagang masarap. At may sabaw pa. Kaya lang medyo maanghang yung sabaw ay sumasabit sa aking lalamunan na hanggang ngayon ay hindi pa magaling. And siyempre pa, ano pa nga ba, sa dami nakalimutan ko na eh. Plus, siyempre, nagiging efficient na po kami ngayon na mga Bicolano, na piniprepare na namin, nakalagay, nakapak na, kasi pagpapipilahin pa yung mga kakain na tao, siyempre matagal sa pila,
marami
nagugutom. Oo. Kaya kung naka-prepare na, dinidistribute na lang. And meron naman tubig, nandun po ang Just Water, and plus, yung iba naman, alam na nila, nagbabaon sila ng gusto nilang inumin. Dahil hanggang tubig lang kami. Meron din namang tea and coffee afterwards. So, ayun, masarap nga po. At ang isa pa dito ay maraming pa-premyo, dahil siyempre we take advantage of the event, bali fundraising na din pag nakakuha kami ng mga contribution para sa fiesta, kasi po kami mga Bicolano, wala kaming pondo. Taon-taon kami nagko-contribute kami, bawat pamilya, para meron kaming ihahanda sa fiesta, and siyempre lumalapit kami sa mga nagi-sponsors. Kapareho halimbawa po ng Bulaklak, talagang taon-taon may nag-donate. Ngayon napakaganda ng aming flower arrangement. ang nagpakahirap dyan ay si Fritchie Udanga at saka si Lucci Albao at plus ang iba pang mga miyembro na yung iba pa nga nag-double shift kahapon mula 8 o'clock ng umaga hanggang alas 2 yata and then alas 2 uli hanggang alas 8. Kasi bukod sa nag-prepare sila sa hall, nag-decorate, nag-practice pa sila ng pantomina. Kaya kanina po, maganda yung pantomina, 6 na pares. At uso po yun sa mga Bicolano na pag nagsasayaw kami ng pantomina, inahagisan po namin ng barya ang mga nagsasayaw at kinakabitan din ng mga paper money ang kung sino yung nagustuhan ninyong nagsayaw. Ganon din, may mga nag-perform na mga bata at ang isang batang napakagaling kumanta, si Sian Albao, o di natural, kinabitan din namin siya ng mga $5, $10, so tuwang-tuwa ang bata. And meron ding mga batang, bukod po sa napakaganda ng choir, ang Cornerstone Choir, pinangungunahan ni Joel Aquino. Ang gagaling po ng mga bata at napakaganda ng listahan ng songs ngayon na i-prepare nila ni Joel. So very solemn ang kanta. May nagbabayolin pa rin siyempre kasi isa sa grupong nandoon na nag-perform ay ang grupo ng mga batang nag-aaral tumugtog ng violin at ng piano at ng meron din yatang voice. Nakalimutan ko lang ang pangalan, pasensya na po, nung sponsor na yon. Pero napakagaling ng mga tinuturuan nyo. At merong magkapatid na parehong lalaki, yung magaling kumanta, siya ang nag-gitara, and yung kapatid niyang isa, siya naman ang nagbabayolin. So, ang galing ng teamwork ng magkapatid. Ayan. Siyempre pa po, ang hindi ko palalagpasin na i-share sa inyo ay ang na-share din sa atin ng ating main celebrant today, walang iba kundi ang ating Auckland Catholic Filipino chaplain, si chaplain na si Father Gilbert Ramos, na kayo ba ay Katoliko? Yun ang tanong. Kayo ba ay nag-worship kay Mama Mary? Kayo ba ay lumuluhod sa harap ng kanyang imahin at ganito? At kung ano-ano pang mga kaugalian ng mga Katoliko? Siya na mismo sumagot sa tanong niya. Kung kayo man ay nag-worship kay Mama Mary, huwag kayong mahiya. Hindi worship ang tawag doon, kung hindi devotion and veneration. Kasi ginagalang respect, ginagalang natin siya bilang ina ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At kung kayo man ay lumuluhod o nagve-venerate sa kanyang imahin, hindi kayo mahiya dahil matagal na nating kaugalian yan. Pasalamat pa nga tayo at tayong mga Pilipino, tuloy-tuloy nating isinishare sa ating generation by generation na nandito na naninirahan sa ibang bansa at isinishare natin sa ibang kapwa Katoliko na iba ang kaugalian. So ang wino-worship natin ay ganun pa rin, ang ating Diyos Ama, ang ating Panginoong Jesus at ang Espiritu Santo. And respect lang yung kay Mama Mary. And wag na kayong mabahala. Tanungin man kayo, wag na lang ninyong sagutin. Kasi kung sasagutin ninyo, hindi rin naman sila maniniwala. So, nga naman, tama. I-evade na lang yung question. Kasi mga Katoliko nga lang naman talaga ang talagang masugid na at talagang 120% na nagve-venerate kay Mama Mary. But marami din kasi tayong mga kaugalian or rather mga karanasan na nakaranas ng kanya-kanyang milagro sa mga buhay nila o mga prayers that were answered through the intercession of Mama Mary. So wala talaga tayong masasabi doon. Eh nangyari sa mga buhay nila yun eh. So at talagang mayroon ding mga mga proof na nangyari ang mga iyon. So ayun po, yun, napakaganda ng homily ni Father Gilbert. At syempre pa ang parish priest ng Our Lady of Assumption, si Father Andrew Atonio, siya naman din ang nagbigay ng readings, and isa siya sa co-celebrant, at ganun din si Father Carlos Guleng natin, na homegrown priest dito sa New Zealand. Kaya ayun po, yun ang isinishare ko sa inyo. At habang hindi pa po dumarating si Manang Trini, eto po ishare namin sa inyo ang aming bisita, walang iba kung hindi ang kaisa-isang Pilipino na member ng Board of Directors
po.
Board of Directors ng New Zealand Nurses Organization. Ayan. Walang iba kung hindi si Monina Hernandez. Magandang hapon, Monina.
Yeah, magandang hapon po, Tita Virgie. Magandang hapon po, Tita Jo. Maraming salamat po sa pag-impate ulit sa akin dito.
Dahil meron kang napakahalagang impormasyon na isishare sa ating lahat ngayong hapon. At sinabi ko pong sa ating lahat na mga Pilipino, dahil ang isishare po ni Monina ay napaka-importante sa ating mga Pilipino. Anuman ang pinanggalingan natin, tayo man ay Bicolano, Ilocano, Pampango, Cebuano, o Muslim, or whatever, kailangan po nating marinig ang sasabihin ni Monina. At sana po, kapareho ni Tita Verds, ni Manang Trini, ni Ate Jo, sana kayo ay makiisa sa amin at para marinig ninyo ang mga bagay-bagay na ito. Monina, take it away.
Okay. Maraming salamat po ulit. Unang-una bago ako pumunta doon sa yung invitation po, na-mention nyo kanina kasi no, na mukhang kayong dalawa nagkaroon ng ubosipon. And yeah, so it's actually flu. And alam naman nating lahat na flu season ngayon. And to be honest, ako din actually masakit ang lalamunan. Kaya lang siguro medyo na-fight off pa ng katawan ko yung mikrobyo. Kaya hindi nagtutuloy na full-blown flu. But anyway, so yeah, paalala lang po sa mga kababayan natin, yung mga mikrobyo ng flu nandiyan pa rin po sa labas. So I mean, nagkalat pa rin po. So mag-ingat po tayo and make sure na linisan niyo po yung mga kamay ninyo palagi, lalo na kung may nakakarap kayo o nakakalubilo kayong mga tao na umuubo, sinisipon, nilalagnat, kasi uso pa rin po siya. Tapos yung pong nabanggit po ninyo, Tita Virgie, kanina, one of the reasons kung bakit ako nandito, kasi gusto ko sanang anyayahan yung mga kababayan natin, lalo na ho yung mga nandito sa Auckland, kasi medyo mahirap syempre na pumunta yung halimbawa mga taga-ibang lugar tulad ng Wellington, ng any place in the South Island dito sa Auckland. The reason why I'm saying this is because meron po tayong inorganize na isang meeting ng mga Pilipino, kasama po ang mga current na mga members of the parliament. And apat po yung mamimit natin doon sa activity na yon, and that will be held on Saturday. Ngayong Sabado po, Setyembre 22 or 22nd of September, and that will be at 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Saan po ito gaganapin? Gaganapin po siya sa Nulin Friendship Club. And Nulin Friendship Club, the address is 3063 or 3063 Great North Road, Nulin. Siguro tinatanong po ninyo, so sino yung mga MPs na darating o members of the parliament who will be there? Syempre, nandun po yung kaibigan nating mga Pilipino, actually silang lahat, no? Yung numero uno po si Housing Minister Phil Twyford, he's going to be there. And then we have Ethnic Affairs Undersecretary Michael Wood. Apart from that, nandyan din po ang MP ng Newlyn na si Dr. Deborah Russell. And syempre, nandyan din po si Labor List MP Maria Lubick. And pagkakataon na po nating lahat na magtanong o actually mag-raise ng mga issues natin regarding all the other portfolios that they hold. An example of that would be, halimbawa may mga issue ho kayo or may mga katanungan tungkol sa
pagbili ng bahay or even yung nire-rent nyo na bahay. Kasi siguro kung nabalitaan nyo yung isang inexposed na swamp house na ni Honorable Phil Twyford a few weeks ago na tinitirahan ng isang pamilya, nagbabayad sila ng more than $500 a week pero napakalalaho ng kalidad nung bahay na yon. So eventually because of that issue na ni-raise sa media, syempre napilitan po yung may-ari ng bahay na ipaayos yun. At of course we know very well na pag naipaayos yun, that would be of help doon sa mga nakatira doon, health-wise and yes, and at the same time sulit dun sa binabayad nila na more than $500, close to $600 nga yata yun per week. Yeah, apart from that po, apart from the issues ng sa kabahayan, baka may issue kayo regarding immigration or even sa paghahanap ng trabaho or even sa edukasyon ng mga anak natin. So sa ngayon, alam nyo naman na libre ang edukasyon sa universidad on the first year. You might have questions in relation to other courses or probably you have recommendations. So hindi lang tanong, hindi lang issues, you might have recommendations na makakatulong sa ating mga policy makers sa pag-iisip nila ng mga programa na makakatulong sa ating lahat. So hindi lang sa Pilipino kundi sa lahat ng Kiwis in general. Yeah. So, yun po. Ang si Dr. Deborah Russell naman, she's an expert in taxes. Taxes. So, yeah. So, taxation. So, with that, you might have questions din para sa kanya or, again, recommendations. And apart from that, syempre, siguro may mga katanungan din kayo tungkol sa kalusugan na, or, again, recommendations na pwede nilang gawing policy later on. Again, like what I said, itong mga polisiya po na ito, hindi lang ho para sa ating mga Pilipino, para ho ito sa lahat ng Kiwis.
Pero kaya po, binibigyan pansin nating mga Pilipino dahil tayo na po ang ikatatlong ethnic group sa buong New Zealand. Maliban ang unang-una po siyempre ay ang mga Chinese, 250,000 sila. Pangalawa ang mga Indian, 200,000 sila. Pangatlo tayo, malaki ang diferensya, 50,000 lang tayo. But pangatlo na po tayo. That's a significant increase. Kaya dapat po maging aktibo tayo. Hindi basta na lang natin tatanggapin kung ano ang ay ganyan na kasi, ganyan ang policy, ganyan ang nangyari, na ganyan kasi ang kalakaran. Hindi. Kung may problema po kayo, huwag kayong mananahimik. Kasi kaya tayo nananahimik, iniisip natin ay mga bago lang tayo rito or hindi pa tayo permanent resident or on work visa lang tayo, ay baka maapektuhan yung ating visa or yung ating katayuan dito. Hindi po. Halimbawa, nagtanong kayo ng question na tungkol sa immigration, for example, hindi maapektuhan ang inyong status dahil nagtatanong lang kayo. Meron po ditong freedom of speech at tayo dito ay equal sa kapwa natin Kiwi. Kahit na tayo ay may visa lamang ng pagtatrabaho at tayo ay bago at tayo ay babae or tayo ay dikulay, pare-pareho po tayo dito, pantay-pantay. Manang Trini, bumati ka muna and makisali ka sa amin.
Hello, mayayong hapon kaninyong tanan. Dagang salamat, Tita Verge. And of course, hello, Ate Jo. And of course, si Monina, ang guest natin nandito ngayon. Welcome. Now, sorry po, wala kami for the last 2 weeks kasi of course, maraming may sakit. Parehong may sakit. So, pero ngayon po, malusog na kaming lahat. si Tita Verge, hindi pa masyado, but that's all good. It will take some time though to go away, lalo na ito ngayong mga ubo natin, ano. So daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyong pagpawina sa itong programa sa radyo. So pasensya na po't na late din ako. Ayan, so speaking of ano nga, yung may meeting ngayong Sabado. Yes, of course. So sabi nga ni Tita Verge, dapat po tayo mag-voice out sa mga opinion natin. If you think there's no such thing as a silly question, so dapat lang po talaga nating i-voice out 'yon. Kasi kung hindi po natin i-voice out 'yon, then if you just shut up, then we just have to put up with what's going on, ano. But if you can't put up with it, then you have to really voice out.
That's right. Kasi, and you won't be heard.
That's correct. Yeah. So dapat lang po talaga i-try ninyong i-voice out kasi wala pong mawawala sa atin. there's no harm done. Dapat po i-voice out talaga natin ang ating mga opinion. Mga matatalino po tayo mga Pilipino, kung sa totoo lang. Okay. So we have to make our opinion count. Kasi po, kung hindi natin yan ipapalabas, walang mangyayari. Kung ipalabas nyo yan, who knows? Baka isa kayo sa mga, you know, sa mga dahilan kung bakit mabago yung mga palisiya ng ating gobyerno. Ayan po. And of course, dahil late ako, may maraming special si Tita Edith actually going back to the real program. Real program. This is real program actually. So, I mean, to our...
program proper.
No. So, mauna muna natin ang... Special. Ating special kay galing kay Tita Edith before our local news, and then babalik po tayo kay of course our special guest Monina about the meeting on Saturdays.
Okay, so Manay Trini, ikaw ay malapit na rin umalis, ano?
Yes.
So pag alis mo, nandito ko. Pag dalig mo,
wala
ako
naman.
So okay, ito po ang Planet Travel Special number 1 Philippine Airlines Balikbayan Fare from Auckland to Manila. Fly direct to Manila return from 979 New Zealand dollars on Philippine Airlines, the fastest and only direct flight from Auckland to Manila, Philippines. Aircraft po ay A330-300. Flying 3 times weekly, Monday, Thursday, Friday from Auckland until the 30th of September. So malapit na. 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Ang sales period po nito hanggang December 31st, 2018. Departures from the 26th of July to the 30th of November, 16th of January to the 30th of April, 2019. Travel must be completed by April 30, 2019. So, ang routing po nito, Auckland direct to Manila and vice versa. Economy return ticket valid for a maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay, inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes in Auckland and Manila. Inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees, this will include 25 kg. Marami yun, ano? Check-in baggage, 7 kg, hand carry, and meals and entertainment are provided. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Ang refund po, non-refundable at all times, totally unused ticket or partially unused. Change fee ay 325 New Zealand dollars. So, kailangan po ay siguraduhin natin na definite na tayo na ito, decision natin. Kaya, sayang yung 325, pambaon na yun.
Pambaon na, malaki na yun.
That's right.
Filipino money.
Yes, on Facebook from 26 July 2018 onward. No show, a fee of $200 is applicable for bookings not canceled 48 hours prior to departure. Seats are strictly subject to availability, limited seats available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel days or contact Planet Air Travel for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed at the time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held the seat or you do not confirm your booking by the specified time, then the price may no longer be valid and you will need a new booking. So all pricing is final upon issuing the ticket. So book now through Planet Travel online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call them on 800-111-131 during business hours Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan. So yan, Ate Jo, is ano, no? Philippine Airlines. Ito naman po is Cathay Pacific. Asia Special Fare po ito to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, or even Davao. Return from 999. Now, ito po ay from... sales in po nito is 29th of October. Departures po nito is from 7th of September through to 7th of December, and then 15th of January through to 31st of January, then 11th of Feb right through to 31st of March. Ang airline po from Dragon Air to Davao services commence from the 28th of October. So Dragon Air na po yan from, I suppose from Hong Kong. Ang routing po nito is from Oakland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, or Davao, and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes and departure airport taxes. Pricing is subject to availability, of course, and this includes 30 kgs check-in baggage and, of course, 7 kgs hand carry. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation. Now, change fee po nito is 200. Any changes made before or even after departure. So a cancellation fee of 500 applies prior to departure and no refund available after departure. No-show fee po is 500. So magpakita po kayo. Stopovers are permitted in one direction only. Hong Kong taxes to be collected. Ayan po. Ang child fare is, of course, 75% of the adult if your child is 2 to 11 years old. And then under 2 is 10% of the adult fare. Now, remember po nito, travel is not permitted in both directions during Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year po, next year is the 1st to the 10th of February. So, dapat yung travel nyo, it will not include those dates. Again, sabi nga ni Tita Jo, seats are strictly subject to availability. Ayan. So, book through Planet Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz. Again, or you can call them on 0800-11-1131. Ayan. This is a good fare too. 999, Ate Jo, if you're going home.
Oh, well, I've already got a ticket.
You already got a ticket.
I guess in November, at least ko. So, Too soon.
Eka naman ay hanggang December lang. Hindi rin okay sa akin ito. Talagang mahal lang.
Hanggang January kaya yan?
Oo, pero hindi. Kasi may wedding kasi ako ng December 18. Mm-hmm. Eh, siyempre, makakalis ako, Queenstown yun.
Queenstown, alright.
So, makakalis ako mga 21 na siguro.
Okay.
Or kahit na umalis pa ako doon ng 19, 20 pa rin ako makakalis.
Ayan. Now speaking, speaking of Planet Earth Travel, they brought us this local news this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Feline faithful fight Auckland Council's cat euthanasia plan. A feisty band of feline devotees will meet Auckland Council on Monday in a last-ditch effort to keep domestic cats exempt from the city's harsh new pest management strategy. How rude. Sorry. The council meeting with the SPCA and several other cat right activist groups is one of the final consultations before an expanded Auckland Region Pest Management Strategy, or RPMS, is put into operation in March 2019. Mm-hmm. The activists are particularly distraught at the proposal, first laid out in November 2017, that cats rounded up in regional Auckland sites of ecological significance can be euthanized if found without a microchip. New Zealand Cat Foundation President Anne Bentley-Burton says the new strategy is a risk to all domestic pet cats and there are ulterior motives. We can't suddenly go slaughtering the world's most loved companion animal purely because it doesn't have a microchip. Realistically, if this is all about protecting wildlife, having a chip or does not alter a cat's hunting ability. So what is it really all about? It's really about them wanting to cull the strays out there through a lack of owner responsibility, Bartley Barton says. It's not the cat's fault they've got lost. Perhaps they've moved house and the cat's gone back to where it came. Even if the councils themselves are not running around trying to trap a whole lot of cats, you've got these fanatical conservationists who want to kill every cat in sight out in four seizing opportunities. We can't suddenly go slaughtering the world's most loved companion animal purely because it doesn't have a microchip. However, Auckland Council Biosecurity Principal Advisor Dr. Imogen Bassett denies the new strategy will be enforced in suburban reserves. To really reiterate, Although it is a regional pest management plan, it's about protecting our high biodiversity value, mm-hmm. value places, yeah. Dr. Bassett said. And that is our local news. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's not very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's only on one side. Mm-hmm. What they are targeting there, I believe, are yung mga walang may-ari wild, kumbaga, hindi wild, kung hindi unaccounted for dahil walang may-ari, walang nagki-claim.
Stray cats
talaga. Mm-hmm. And talaga kung tutuusin, malaki ang effect sa environment. Hindi yun sa iisipin ng mga tao, walang chip, ibig sabihin walang binayad sa council. No, laging not because I work for council. Ako din, nagbabayad din ako ng rates, etc. sa council, whatever. Hindi yun. Although, ang unang-una na nga dun ay ang ownership responsibility. Pero ang pangalawa ay
environment.
Yung karamihan sa atin walang pakialam sa environment dahil hindi pa tayo tinatamaan. Pag tayo tinamaan na, saka kayo nga, ayun yun. Oo. Hindi yung basta lagi na lang na titirahin ng ang council yung ganito. No. Mm. May rason kung bakit. Mm. Kasi
dog lover ka kaya?
Ano?
Hindi. Well, it really doesn't matter.
Nagkaroon din ako ng cats.
Oo. Well, yung kapitbahay ko, mayroon siyang magandang cat, ano? Palagi siya nasa hagdanan namin. So, you know, they're lovely creatures. Mm.
They are. But the issue here ay hindi yung microchip. Yeah. Na dahil walang microchip. Ang tinatarget ng mga protagonist diyan ay yung revenue. Na kunyari, na yun ang hinahabol ng council, hindi yun. Kung ikaw, kung ikaw ng anak, alagaan mong anak mo, hindi mo palabuy-labuyin dyan. Eh, yung pet mo, parang anak mo yan eh, pamilya mo yan eh. Mm-hmm. Alagaan mo. Mm-hmm. Firstly, irehistro mo. Iyo yan eh.
I think the microchip just came into the subject because of course that would trace the owner.
Exactly.
Kaya may microchip na nabanggit. But yeah, no, you're right, Tita Reg. It's not because they haven't
and,
paid for that.
Dun sa mga hindi nakakaalam, yung kahit kalmot ng pusa, may ano yun, hindi rabies ang tawag doon, ang kalimutan ko. Pero pag kayo na apektuhan noon, alam ng nurse yan, ay hindi napakasimpleng bagay yun. Hindi yun parang kinalmut lang kayo, hindi. Nakagat kayo at nalaywayan kayo nang hindi naaalagaan at anong tawag doon sa pag-injection?
Immunize or something?
Immunize. Mm-hmm. Hindi na-immunize yung nakakagat sa inyong pusa.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, pareho din sa aso yan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, ganun yun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Maraming balik na po tayo kay Munina.
Yes.
Sa tao na naman tayo ngayon. Mas mahalaga daw ang tao, pero pareho lang yan. Hayop man o tao, pareho lang tayong nilalang.
Gusto ko sana sumingit kanina. Gusto ko sana sabihin responsible parenthood. Kung sa tao may responsible parenthood, ganun din sa mga pusa. Responsible pet ownership.
Yeah. So,
ako lang eh. Hindi ako mayaman, hindi ako nagsusobra ng pera, pero ginastusan ko ang aso ko ng $3,000 kasi mayroong ano sa mayroong anong tawag doon?
Diba dapat may insurance yan para medical insurance?
Hindi naman. Oo, mayroon naman, may medical insurance, pero hindi nila sinagot dahil basta hindi papasa daw yung ano. Wow. Natural bayad ako. Talagang ganun yun.
Mm-hmm. Ayan.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow,
Balik sa issues.
Yes.
Ayun po. So, so inaanyayahan po namin ang mga kababayan natin, mga Pilipino. Or, actually, kahit magdala kayo ng mga kaibigan nyo na hindi Filipino na umattend doon sa activity natin on Saturday. Ulitin ko po yung details para doon sa mga hindi nakarinig kanina. Mm-hmm. So, that will be the Filipinos meeting with the members of the parliament. So, we have four members of the parliament who's gonna be there. And one of them is Honorable Minister Phil Twyford. Another would be Ethnic Affairs Undersecretary Secretary Michael Wood. Then we have Nulin MP Deborah Russell and also Labor List MP Maria Lubick. Mm-hmm. And the things that that will be discussed there would be, you know, issues in relation to housing, mm-hmm. Education, tapos sa kalusugan po, immigration, tsaka kung ano pang iba pang mga issues na gustong banggitin, yes, ng mga kababayan natin.
Mm-hmm. It's a very worthwhile meeting to attend. Mm-hmm.
Opo, for yun. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Anong oras na nga uli, Monina, please?
Ah, yeah, opo. So, September 22, Sabado po yun, 2:30 to 5:30, doon po sa Nulin Friends Friendship Club. Yung address po nung Nulin Friendship Club is 3063, Great North Road, Nulin.
Mm-mm. Behind ito ng Suit Hiring ba yun? Suit Hire?
Mm-hmm. Or opposite ng police station, yeah, Nulin. Yeah.
Opposite, yeah, ng police station. There's a little
punta,
alley there. Just
punta
go behind.
Punta lang kayo ng New Zealand, mm-hmm, Police Station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nulin Police Station.
Yes, talaga. It's very, yung last meeting, ano, very productive yun. It was very good to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Andaming mga tanong doon in, yes, relation to immigration and, yes, even education. So very, mm-hmm, very helpful siya.
Yeah. It's,
so same with this
good
one.
Yep. Yes.
Kasi po kung hindi tayo magiging active, hindi nila malalaman ang ating mga problema. At ang mga problema natin, hindi naman natin masusulbar kung sasarilinin natin or, mm-hmm, makikinig tayo sa sabi-sabi ng iba na hindi naman authority sa mga bagay na yon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mapapasubo tayo, kapareho na lang nung pagpunta natin dito. For example, marami sa atin na uninformed decision, yeah, narinig, yeah, lang na, ay hindi, pagdating doon mayroon kayong bahay or mayroon, yeah, kayong papasukan agad na trabaho. Ay hindi eh, yung pala itatago yung passport ninyo. Oh, wala. Kaya hindi pwede
yun
yung makinig sa sabi-sabi.
Yes, mm-hmm, illegal yan.
Yeah. Nabanggit niyo po yung problema. Actually, sa Filipino nurses, kasi po, presidente po ako ng Filipino Nurses Association of New Zealand, gagamitin din po namin itong opportunity, mm-hmm, para kausapin po yung mga members of the parliament, mm-hmm, regarding dun sa mga issues na kinakaharap ng mga Filipino nurses, mm-hmm, doon sa pag-apply nila ng competency assessment program po dito. So,
ayan,
alam,
mm-hmm,
po naman ninyo na bago maging practicing nurse o bago maging registered nurse ang isang nurse mula sa Pilipinas, kailangan, mm-hmm, muna siyang mag-undergo ng competency assessment program.
Mm-hmm.
And sa kasalukuyan, babalitaan po namin mula sa mga kababayan natin na nag-a-apply dito na napakaraming issues.
Mm-hmm.
May listahan nga po ako ngayon, mm-hmm, pero hindi ko muna mabanggitin kasi, mm-hmm, mape-preempt yung usapan
that's
sa Sabado.
Correct, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ayun, so medyo mahaba po yung listahan na ihaharap natin sa kanila. Baka makatulong sila sa atin. Mm-hmm. And yung issue po na to, it does not only involve yung, mm-hmm, processing ng lisensya nila as nurses. It also involves yung processing nila ng visa. Kasi po, syempre, before they come here, they, mm-hmm, need a visa.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, apparently, may mga agencies na rin ngayon na naglalako ng nursing competencies. Kung naalala nyo dati, ang issue natin sa mga agencies, ang inilalako nila sa Pilipinas, mga level 5 na mga, mm-hmm, courses dito sa New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ngayon ho, ang pinasok na rin nila yung paglalako ng mga kurso in relation to competency assessment program. So, this, mm, is something new na kailangang, mm, i-address ng mga nasa otoridad.
Kasi karamihan dyan, sayang lang eh. Gagastos ka lang ng malaki, hindi mo naman pala kailangan mag-enroll sa kursong yun. Dahil hindi kayo nakakasiguro na pag naka-enroll kayo sa kursong iyon at nakatapos kayo, eh, sigurado nang may trabaho kayo. Or sigurado nang papasa kayo sa competency assessment.
Opo, opo.
Hindi.
Totoo, mm-hmm, po yun. So, mm-hmm, yung gastos, alam naman natin na yung tayo mismo, mga Pilipino, mm-hmm, yung peso itself is a lot lower in value, mm-hmm, compared to New Zealand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can imagine kung mag-enroll po sila sa isang kurso na worth $10,000, magkano po yan sa Philippine money?
$350,000.
Opo, opo. Mm-hmm. And not only that, syempre marami pang mga gastusin. Mm-hmm. Ang problema...
Oo, yung pambahay lang, yung pambayad lang sa titirahan.
Opo, pagkain, mm-hmm, sa araw-araw.
Pagkain sa araw-araw, pamasahe.
Pamasahe papunta, mm-hmm, sa eskwela, pwera pa yung pamasahe papunta dito.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun.
Tapos yung support pa sa family na naiwan dun,
oh,
araw-araw.
Yeah, lalo, oh, yung mga may pamilya, may mga, mm-hmm, anak na iniwan para pumunta dito magbakasakali. So,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it's about time that, mm-hmm, we help our
ourselves,
yeah,
at
ourselves,
ang mga kababayan,
mm-hmm,
natin. Na,
mm-hmm,
kasi natural, ang main aim is to improve the livelihood and the
lifestyle as
lifestyle
well.
Lifestyle as well, of course. Pero kung hindi nga informed ang inyong decision, basta't sumubo kayo at all right, nagkamali na ng isa, nandito na kayo. Now, try to correct it.
Mm.
Mm. Kasi hindi pwede yung tuloy-tuloy ang mali.
And of course, hindi lang sa Jan Tita Verge, we have to make sure that ang kapwa kababayan natin na will follow the steps of coming across also have, you know, well guided na siya ba, hindi na basta-basta na lang susubo, of course. So we have to path that nice way for our future mga kababayan na gustong mag-migrate sa New Zealand, because New Zealand is a very very lovely place to be, honestly. Exactly. We are so privileged to be here, honestly. Yeah,
that's
ayan.
Right.
So it looks like we're going to our news. Huwag po kayong mag-alala, babalik po tayo dyan.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. Aboitiz Ayala Group to allot 15 billion pesos for proposed ID system. A consortium led by the Ayala and Aboitiz groups will be shelling out 15 billion pesos for its proposal to design and develop the infrastructure for the country's national identification system, or the ID system. The unsolicited proposal submitted to the Philippine Statistics Authority by the group of Ayala Corporation, or AC Infrastructure Holdings Corporation, and Aboitiz Infra Capital Incorporated, in partnership with Unisys Philippines, aims to provide a national identity infrastructure solution. The project, worth about 15 billion pesos, that split one-third between the three of us, AIC President Sabine M. Aboitiz, told reporters on the sidelines of the Aboitiz Group's annual media event in Makati. The project would involve storing, maintaining, managing, and authenticating identity information of individuals, according to an earlier disclosure by AIC's parent Aboitiz Equity Ventures. The proposed concession period is 17 years, at which time the consortium will develop and implement an expedient and comprehensive solution that will provide a safe and secure identification and benefits payment mechanism for individuals transacting with the government. Mr. Aboitiz said the government has received the proposal but yet to give a formal reply. I don't know if the government is even going to accept it, but we find it so important to have a national ID. So whether we get it or somebody else, we will just want it, the national ID, said Mr. Aboitiz, who also sits as the chief operating officer of AEV. The consortium proposal followed President Rodrigo Duterte's signing of Republic Act Number 11055, otherwise known as the Philippine Identification System, PhilSIS, last month. The PSA has been tasked to implement the PhilSIS, which Mr. Duterte earlier said aims to curtail bureaucratic red tape, promote the ease of doing business, and also avert fraudulent transactions. Among the details the PhilSIS will collect are the full name, sex, date and place of birth, blood type, and address. The system will also detail whether a person is a Filipino or resident alien and includes their front-facing photo, full set of fingerprints, and an iris scan. Residents will get a 12-digit PhilSIS number that will represent their digital identity across multiple platforms. The government has allocated 2 billion pesos under the 2018 national budget for the national ID system implementation under the PSA budget. This is part of an indicative 30 billion pesos budget for the next 5 years.
DTI seeking authorization to buy rice from foreign governments. The Department of Trade and Industry, or DTI, is seeking to import an additional 150 metric tons of rice under a government-to-government scheme, saying that the process will take less time than an open tender.
In a statement Friday, the DTI said one of its agencies, the Philippine International Trading Corp, or PITC, has proposed to ship in up to 150 metric tons, or equivalent to 3 million bags of rice, to supplement the inventory held by the NFA, or National Food Authority. DTI is tapping the bulk procurement expertise of PITC, the country's premier government-controlled trading corporation, to bring in more rice through government-to-government procurement, the DTI said. Currently, only the NFA is authorized to conduct government-to-government transactions. The DTI and the PITC were asked to comment on how they intend to obtain authorization for such imports, but had not replied at deadline time. NFA's strategy to flood the market with affordable rice is laudable, but an open tender scheme might take a longer time to implement. PITC is tapped will implement strategies that will be effective in bringing down the price of rice even before the imported rice reaches the country, the PITC said. By flooding the market with imported rice, hoarders will be left no option but to release their supply in market and eventually stabilize the price of rice, it added. The PITC's announcement comes a few days after the interagency NFA Council has approved last week the importation of 250,000 metric tons to be auctioned under an open tender. The proposed 150,000 metric tons is expected to arrive in December when prices typically rise due to holiday demand. Over 1.3 million metric tons has been approved so far for importation, with about 805,200 metric tons to be brought in by private sector and 750,000 metric tons covered by government-to-government and open tender schemes. The DTI said a decision is pending from the NFA Council. The department said it will be selling the rice at least 27 pesos per kilo. It said PITC's track record includes helping bring down the cost of medicine in the 1900s and 2000s. That's Janine C. Lim reported. Well, that's good. 27 pesos per kilo. Mm-hmm. We'll wait for that, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mura yun, ah.
Mura nga. Kasi ngayon, 45 eh.
Oh, naalala ko na umalis ako. 10 years ago, 30 na yata.
Yeah, 45 ngayon ang kilo sa rice. And that's not even the best rice.
Mahal nga.
Mahal. Ayan.
Ayan.
And that's our Philippine News this afternoon.
At bago po tayo bumalik kay Monina para sa ating September 22 Filipino Meet, narito po muna tips for Pearson Test of English sa September 29 po ito. Save the date, September 29, Migrante Study Session with Tutor Claire Ramos to prepare you for Pearson Test of English or PTE and give you overview of other options to pass English requirements. Text Migrante on 022-607-3918 to confirm. At narito po ang details. Tips for English requirements. Migrante Aotearoa invites you to Pinoy Helping Pinoy Tips on Passing English Requirements. 1 to 4 p.m. po ito, Saturday, 29 September, at First Union Conference Room, 120 Church Street in Onihanga. Tutor Claire Ramos is a University of Cambridge graduate with 14 years of teaching English in various countries worldwide. Claire has more than 8 years experience of teaching English exam strategies for IELTS, PTE, TOEFL, TOIC, Kaplan, among others. And she was the first to teach PTE exam in New Zealand in November 2015 when it was first introduced. Ang obligasyon po, eto lang, koha of $10 for review materials and refreshments. So, to register, text Migrante on 022-607-3918. Ulitin ko po ang dates, September 29, 1 to 4 p.m. at First Union Conference Room, 120 Church Street, Onihanga. Take advantage niyo po yan dahil yung $10 ay pangkapin niyo lang yan. Yes. Ay may materials kayo and mayroong tutor.
Yes.
Kilala ko po si Claire Ramos. Very rigid po yung mag-train. So,
yeah. So is that to do with immigrants trying to get a visa?
Hindi. Yung nandito na na kailangan ng kahit sa nursing, kailangan ang IELTS, di ba?
Yun nga po yung sasabihin ko nga sana. Yung sa nursing kasi, ang requirements amin, either IELTS or OET, hindi PTE. So, but with your question, requirement siya na proof para dun sa mga nag-a-apply ng residency. Or even yung mga mag-aaral sa university na marunong sila mag-English.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, to do with immigration din, isn't it? Okay.
Oh,
right.
Ano yung sa nursing?
OET po. Tsaka OET. IELTS.
Iba pa yun sa TO...
TOEFL. Iba pa yun.
At iba pa rin yung sa TOEIC.
Iba pa rin siya.
Ang dami naman
iba
ito.
Iba-ibang
pansa. Basta't ako ang alam ko, American English. Nakapasok naman ako rito .
Yan nga po .
Bakit iba-iba yan? So IELTS is basic.
Kanya-kanyang standards kasi sila .
Depende ng profession.
I think IELTS and OET talagang tinatanggap dito sa New Zealand. Mm. Pero probably... in some universities or in some schools, I'm not so sure if they accept PTE. So, pero sa Australia, alam ko they do that. They accept that. So, ayun po. Mm-hmm. Depende kung saan papasok. Or, I mean, you know, kung mag-aaral ba or maghahanap ng trabaho. Or
But isn't that true that there are some universities in the Philippines that exempt on English exam?
Wala akong alam. Hindi ko alam. Sorry. I can't.
I think
that.
So. Na, kasi kung if you're coming here and you're a graduate of certain universities, I think UP is one of them. And I know that San Carlos University, where I graduated, is also one of them. That you don't have to take IELTS.
No, because ako, graduate ako ng UP pero I had to take IELTS and I had to submit my IELTS proof sa nursing council. I guess, baka depende, kasi katulad nun, sinabit ko siya para magkaroon ng lisensya ng nursing to practice
right.
here.
But to study
sa,
here?
Depende sa need. You know, whatever they're applying for.
It could be because I think kasi na ang nakausap ko lang is about applying for a student visa. So maybe they don't need it if you are a graduate of certain universities for a student visa. Because obviously your comprehension in English is already, they expected you to, if you're a graduate from that place,
baka international
then obviously
students,
you are already up here.
Hindi ba dito mayroong NCQA, ano? Ina-assess yan yung if it is at par with New Zealand standards. And I think University of the Philippines is one of the 5 schools or universities na hindi mo na kailangan mag-pass.
Depende pa rin sa
Depende sa profession.
I think depende pa rin sa profession niya.
Kasi katulad ko sa nursing, hindi ako nagdaan sa NZQA. Diretso ako sa Nursing Council.
Okay.
Yeah, pero I guess sa ibang mga profession, they will have to go through NZQA.
Right. Well, there you go.
So once more, Munina, paki-review uli yung
invitation
details.
Apo, sige po. Iniimbitahan po namin kayong lahat sa September 22 sa Sabado po iyon, next Saturday, para ho sa Filipinos meet up with labor members of the parliament. And those who would be there would be ministers Phil Twyford and also Ethnic Affairs Undersecretary Michael Wood, Nulin MP Deborah Russell, and also Labor List MP Maria Lubeck. Ang detalye po, again, September 22, 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. and that will be at Nulin Friendship Club. Yung address po is 3063 Great North Road, Nulin.
Opposite po yan ng New Zealand Police Station.
Yes.
And maiksing paliwanag lang po, ito po ay para sa lahat ng Pilipino. Yes. Hindi lamang yung Labor Party members or Labor Party voters.
Yes.
Para sa lahat po ito.
Yes.
And
kahit anong party niyo.
Na kumo kami pinipresent namin ito sa inyo ay labor kami. Kahit po national ang government ngayon, ipipresent pa rin namin.
Yes, of course.
Yan po ay para sa lahat.
Uh-huh.
So, kinukumbida po, hindi lamang ang Labor Party, members or voters or enthusiasts or supporters, lahat, kahit kayo green, kahit kayo labor,
national,
kahit kayo national,
New Zealand
kahit
first,
kayo New Zealand
act,
first,
yeah.
Or act, or yeah, whatever part.
Yes.
And kahit nga po, ibang kapwa natin, ethnic group, na kaibigan ninyo, isama ninyo.
Yes.
Opo. Mm-hmm. Opo. May interpreters mm-hmm. din kasi, kaya mm-hmm. makakatulong doon mm-hmm. sa language, sa pag-communicate with our MPs.
Yeah. Magkita-kita po tayo sa
next Saturday.
Saturday.
Opo. Ayan.
2 o'clock, 2:30?
2:30 to 5:30 po.
Hindi po tayong Pilipino time yan, ha?
Ayan. Magpapalam
na po. 2:30 to 5:30.
Ayan.
Ayan. Malapit na, ah. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat at maraming salamat na muli sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig.
At ito po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Ako si Manang Trini, bye-bye, take care, magandang.